This recording, England 113, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Maidstone, and I remember spending pretty much 13, 14 years of my life there. I went to primary school in Barming, and then sooner or later got old enough to go to secondary school, which was Oakwood Park, I believe. My best memories there would probably be running around at the field opposite the train station, just down the road from the hospital, actually, and just playing football with my brother. And when I got to 14, my parents actually moved to Ashford. So they took us with us, and I started a secondary school up there in year 9. So that was 2 years into my prior secondary school. And things were a bit odd. Things were different there, as in the kind of people changed, or at least I thought they changed, but more it was just about learning about myself and how I was around different people. But the areas seemed pretty similar considering they were only just down the road. So yeah, Kent was always fun. We went on holiday quite a lot as well, if I'm honest. My parents would always take me away to either Spain or France or Cyprus or somewhere strange. Don't have really like the strongest of memories, but when I did go out to Cyprus, I remember my brother and I would always spend every day at the pool table just shooting some snooker and playing the arcade games. And I remember quite vividly, whilst we were out in Cyprus, me and my brother, mum and dad, we were all sat around a table doing bingo for some strange reason. And this was the first time I actually started doing karaoke, because during the break of the bingo, because it was like a 2-hour stint or 3-hour stint, they brought out a little stage with a microphone on the front, like a lit up stage at front. And my brother egged me on and said, "Go on, do it. You know you can sing, go on." So I said, "Okay, fine. So I went up there. I was only 12, 13 or whatever, and I started singing some Queen. And I remember quite well that everyone started dancing and having a bit of a boogie in their chairs. And it was quite fun, actually, that got me a little bit more relaxed. I was bricking it the entire time, but hey-ho. And by the time I got back to my table, some other English people had gone over to my parents and started chatting to them and brought them around. So my mum and dad said to me, "Well done, son. Thank you very much." Yeah, that was quite a solid memory. Yeah.